A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, it's Noons here, Aaron Noon, and welcome along Repco Supercars Weekly for your Friday. Great to have you with us as we get ready for next weekend's round of the Repco Supercars Championship, the Merlin-Darwin Triple Crown, Hidden Valley Raceway. Supercars back in the top end for another runaround up at the Valley. Looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds, but we've been seeing this week all the indigenous liveries starting to appear from the teams. There's still a bunch of them to be unveiled, but we've seen Mark Winterbottom's from Team 18. I reckon the Red Bull cars look, I reckon they look better than their regular plain season liveries. Some Brad Jones Racing cars, Kubota on board with Macaulay Jones for Darwin, and the Penrite Grove Mustangs as well. Everything's looking great. I got to say, they look really cool. We've compiled them all into a story on the V8 Sleuth website that we're updating as they get unveiled, so you can see them all in the one place. Head to v8sleuth.com.au. Now, this week, we broke the news of a fourth wildcard plan coming together for the Repco Bathurst 1000. Now, my sources tell me this is pretty good. I wouldn't have written it if it wasn't, that Matt Charter is going to head up a car. He's, of course, a Super 2 driver that runs with his own family team. He's been a long-time runner in V8 touring cars, which is now Super 3, but it was V8 touring cars when he was in it. He's been in Super 2 for a long time. In fact, he's in the top 10 of all-time race and round starts in that category, finished fourth in the series last year. He tried to go into the main game back in 2017 with Lucas Dumbrell's team, but wasn't granted a Super license. He most certainly would be eligible for one now, given his results and the points he's earned in recent years in Super 2. The plan is, from what I'm told and what I've been able to sleuth out, that his family team are going to run this car with a little bit of assistance from Walkinshaw Andretti United, the spare WAU Commodore that Jaden Ojeda is driving at the moment in a couple of wildcard starts. So this would be Matt Charter's main game debut. And what a place to make it, the Repco Bathurst 1000 with a family team. No word yet on who will co-drive, but we're expecting this wildcard to be put before the Supercars Commission when it meets for next week. And you'd have to say another car on the grid for the great race is not a bad thing at all. So if this runs, it would take us to 29, and I can't see why it won't get approved. So 29 cars, nearly 30, would just about make it the biggest field at the Car of the Future era, which would be fantastic for the sport. Now, Gen 3, been a bit quiet in this topic area of late, but there's been some stuff going on this week. The last couple of days, there's been some testing done at Wellcamp. That's the airport up at Toowoomba in Queensland with the Camaro and Mustang prototypes, some straight line aero testing on the runways up there. I'm hearing that it's a bit of a system shakedown before the proper VCAT testing that comes at a later date this year. And judging from what some of the people in supercars and drivers have been sharing on socials, it is freezing cold up there of a morning with ice on tyres, and yeah, it looks really chilly. So being here in Melbourne where I am, it doesn't seem so bad when you see and hear about things like that. Now, the silly season for supercars, you could trip over that five times fast. It is swirling. Lots of questions over who goes where for 2023. And this week, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast has explored all of the teams, and you can have a listen to it on wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's Apple or Spotify or through our website, on who would go where, who could go where, who's vulnerable, who's looking strong. Stefan and Andrew take a step right through it all. And of course, the big one is who drives car 17 moving into next year? Does Will Davison stay? Does Will Brown get an opportunity? Or does something else happen there? The boys go right through it all. So listen to it wherever you listen to your pods and check out the V8 Sleuth website. You can also listen to it through there. Now, this weekend, we've had classic events this time of year. The Indy 500's been and gone. This weekend, it's all about Le Mans, the 24-hour in France. What an amazing event that is. Shane Van Gisbergen and Repco Supercars Championship points leader is there, making his Le Mans debut behind the wheel of a Riley team-run Ferrari GT car. And overnight, the team has qualified seventh in the LMGTE Pro Class, the race coverage this weekend on Stan Sports. You can catch all the action from Le Mans, part of the World Endurance Championship. Now, also on this weekend, a supercars team owner is going to get behind the wheel of a supercar. Premier Racing owner Ped Shibarris, who we all know is a top fuel dragster driver, is going to have to turn left and right, not just go straight. This weekend, the Sydney Classic is on at the Sydney Motorsport Park. It's an historic event that's been run for quite some years now, and the Australian 5-Litre Touring Car Association, which is some owners of old V8 supercars and 5-litre touring car era cars. They are going to be running a super sprint as part of that. And Peter's going to be behind the wheel of his ex Larry Perkins Castrol Commodore VX. It's the car that LP drove in 2001. That Steve Richards drove when he joined Larry's team in 2002. There's a field of, I think, 7 or 8 cars that are going to have a run there of various eras. Product Commodore with Jamie McDonald. Neil Shembri's going to have a run in the ex-Trucky Parsons Commodore that he's repainted to look like his gearbox car that was written off some years ago down at Phillip Island. So some interesting cars if you're heading past Sydney Motorsport Park, worth a look this weekend. Now, a bit of news too about Jim Richards, the 7-time Bathurst 1000 winner. Great news this week. We have announced that we are doing the official Jim Richards book. The pre-orders are now open. You can click on the link in our show notes to pre-order your copy. You can order a signed or unsigned copy. It's 400 pages, a hardcover. It's coming together beautifully well. A huge thank you to Shannon's and Porsche for their support. It's going to be a cracking present for lots of people. Come Christmas, it's going to be released in about November, December in the run-up to Christmas. So jump in, get your pre-order, and make sure you get a copy that is going to be stacked full of stuff. Jim Richards' career, hard to fit in one book, I've got to tell you. It's a big effort. Speaking to of Shannon's, thanks everyone who came to our V8 Sleuth Super Sale last weekend at Shannon's last Saturday in Melbourne. We had a great turnout, lots of great customers and Sleuth friends and fans who picked up some great bargains. So we'll have another one of those a bit later on in the year. We'll keep you up to date of when we are going to do that. Now, this year marks a special anniversary for our great mates at Repco. They're driven by passion. So are we. Visit the website, The Garage, at garage.repco.com.au. It's your online digital destination of all things motorsport, automotive, competitions. Get among it. It is the place to have a look. Repco and The Garage, garage.repco.com.au. Now, on this day, June the 10th, go back to 2001. Speaking of cold, we talked about Toowoomba being cold, Melbourne being cold. Well, this time in 2001, I know it was cold because I was there. Canberra, the GMC 400. Stephen Johnson clinched the win overall on this day back in 2001. He finished third in the final race to give him the round win. And that's the same one. Remember that Marcus Ambrose lost a wheel on the Pertec Falcon and it rolled down the hill, bounced, 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 and landed on top of the tyre bundle? Very same race on this day back in 2001. Stephen Johnson on top of the podium, his first round win in V8 Supercars as it was then. Garth Tander second, Mark Scaife on the podium for the Holden Racing Team. That was the second time the Canberra event was held. It ran one more time in 2002 and was discontinued after that season. Now, next week, V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns on Wednesday. It's part two of my chat with Gary Scott. We go in depth on his tumultuous Nissan season of 1986, his time with Peter Brock and the Mobil HDT team, including when he crashed 05 at Lakeside on that testing day. We talk about the stillborn Mitsubishi touring car that could have taken on Godzilla. And he also reveals his secret V8 supercars test. That's released Wednesday, June 15. Listen to part one if you haven't yet, because it's a corker with a lot of stuff about his time in the Bluebirds and his early racing and going overseas. He's a really interesting guy, and I think if you don't know much about Gary Scott, have a listen. You'll learn a lot about where he's been and what he's done. Don't forget, every Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News Podcast is back. Repco Supercars Weekly every Thursday or Friday, depending on the news of the week, and the V8 Sleuth Podcast, powered by Repco, every Wednesday. It's your perfect podcasting week of motorsport material. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll be tuned into all the racing. There's F1, IndyCar, Le Mans. It's set to be a big one. Next week, it's going to be great. Supercars back in Darwin. Have a great weekend. It's a long weekend for plenty of people for Queen's birthday. Have a safe one, and we'll chat to you next week.